From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. For the first time in a dozen years, the Indian leader visits Pakistan. The Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited Pakistan today, meeting with his counterpart in the first such high-level state visit in 12 years, including a stop at Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif's home. Sharif received Modi at the airport, immediately boarded a helicopter to Sharif's home. Reporting for VOA, Ayaz Ghul says the meeting has great significance for Pakistan, India, and Afghanistan.
With continuing instability in Afghanistan, there are worries that if the traditional tensions between Pakistan and Afghanistan, you know, worsen in the meantime, it will become really a challenge for the international community, which has been trying hard to bring peace to Afghanistan. But if there is tension in this part of South Asia, then obviously, there are allegations that India and Pakistan, in order to increase their influence in Afghanistan, are engaged in some sort of a proxy war there.
Ayaz Ghul reporting for VOA from Istanbul. The visit was requested by Modi just hours earlier before he flew back home from Afghanistan. After the meeting, Modi boarded a plane back to India. Islamic State loyalists in Afghanistan released a new video today showing a suicide car bombing devastating an Afghan security outpost, as well as violent acts elsewhere, including in neighboring Pakistan. The purported IS video released to reporters shows footage of militants ambushing a convoy of Pakistani security forces in a mountainous terrain, a suicide bombing, gunfights with security forces elsewhere, and roadside bombs blowing up Afghan government vehicles, all with Pashto language subtitles. This is VOA News. Christians the world over were celebrating Christmas Day Friday in homes and churches and holy sites, particularly in the town of Bethlehem in the West Bank, where the Bible says Jesus was born. In Australia, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull celebrated the day by serving others.
There is no better example of love, of following in the footsteps of Jesus, in practical love, helping people who are struggling, who are battling for all sorts of reasons.
In Britain, children singing as the Queen sent out her message via television, reflecting in a speech about how she finds solace for the world's problems and her faith.
It is true that the world has had to confront moments of darkness this year, but the Gospel of John contains a verse of great hope, often read at Christmas carol services. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
In Vatican City, tens of thousands crowded into St. Peter's Square to hear Pope Francis deliver the traditional message to the city and the world. And in France, the Christmas services came with heightened security concerns following last month's terror attacks in Paris. One of the priests at Notre Dame said, "We're trying to cope as we celebrate the birth of Jesus." Syrian activist groups say raids by government warplanes on a rebel-held suburb of the capital of Damascus have killed at least 20 people, including women and children. Meanwhile, the Syrian army is claiming that a top rebel leader, Zahran Alush, was killed in a raid on a base in his stronghold at the capital's eastern edge. The United Nations Children's Fund is warning poor rainfall and the El Nino weather phenomenon are putting hundreds of thousands of children at risk of hunger and disease in parts of eastern and southern Africa. Lisa Schlein has more for VOA from Geneva.
The UN Children's Fund reports the well-being of hundreds of thousands of children already suffering from food shortages is likely to worsen under these conditions. Spokesman Christoph Bouyerak says it is particularly concerned about high levels of malnutrition among young children in Malawi.
Almost half of the children are already undernourished because Malawi struggles to cope with drought and with the first maize deficit in a decade.
Bouyerak says El Nino, severe flooding, and a prolonged drought, as well as a stagnant economy, have added to the country's food shortages. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
I'm Ira Melman reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.